The November 18th meeting of the Rio Dell City Council began with a proclamation in support of the American Cancer Society's Great American Smokeout event. The light agenda then moved on to a discussion of the Employee Health Benefit Plan. The current high premium and high benefit program is set to increase its rates by 27% starting in December. The city pays 100% of the premium for employees and 70% of the healthcare premiums for dependents, which means the increased rate could cost an additional estimated $4,615 per month, according to the city. The city is currently operating in a $145,000 deficit. Employee contracts don't allow the city to reduce the benefits even during a financial crisis. However, the city employees have agreed to voluntarily move to a lower-cost health plan before the end of the year. The lower-cost plan will still increase the cost to the city by $2,636 a month, but this is significantly less than what it could have been. The city will need to move to an Affordable Care Act exchange policy by December of 2015, which is projected to save the city a great deal more. The employee contracts will need to be renegotiated in June of next year. It is noted that the city had agreed in the current employee contracts to consider pay increases for staff once the city sales tax was approved by voters. The sales tax increase was approved by a majority of the minority of voters in the city, with a 52% approval rate out of the 43% of voters who cast a ballot. The council then voted to add two members of the public to the nuisance hearing committee. The committee currently consists of two city council members and the city manager. The city will be seeking volunteers for the committee in the near future. The next City Council meeting will be held on Tuesday, December 2nd at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. The complete video and agenda packet are available at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.